Good evening to everyone. My name is Jeremy Moore, and I'd like to welcome everyone to tonight's special prepaid legal group marketing training call. We do this call the first Monday of every month at 8 o'clock Central Time, and we're really pleased that all you are joining us this evening. Before we get into our go to our special guest trainer tonight, there's a few really exciting announcements I'd like to go over real quickly with you guys. Through the group marketing department, they just issued these new incentive programs to advance rapidly through the compensation plan as a group marketer. It's something I know that Paul, Mr. Kenmore, has been pushing for quite a while in prepaid legal, and I'm glad that they're doing it now. And the new incentives simply are, as a group marketer, of course, you attend your group school. You make one membership sale, you get moved to associate. You have five counters, and you move to senior associate. But the exciting thing now is that after you've attended your group school, if you just open three new groups, with the memberships, the qualifying memberships attached to each group to make it a valid group account, a brand new group account, you will now advance to manager. So after you've attended your group school, you open three brand new groups, with the appropriate applications attached with the group, you advance to manager, which is absolutely phenomenal for us that are out there recruiting those business professionals, those benefit specialists out there. So it's a great way with just three new groups to advance all the way to manager. In addition to that, after they've opened their first three new groups, if they open three additional new groups, and so a total really of six brand new groups with the appropriate number of applications to make them a valid new group, they're now promoted to the level of director. So for us out there that like to recruit to the professional market and the professional environment, you can move somebody to manager, and then with three brand new groups after they make manager, they can now achieve the level of director. Of course, they must attend a group school. They must be the servicing agent of the group, the listed servicing agent. And, of course, on all those groups that new person turns in, they must have written at least 50% of the business in those groups. These are brand-new promotions. Therefore, if you have an associate that is achieving these new levels, in other words, they open their three new groups for the first time to go to manager, they must contact group marketing to verify those groups so that they will get promoted to that appropriate level. And the same thing applies to the level of director. So they open three brand new groups with the appropriate number of apps. They move to manager, additional three new groups after they made manager, and they're promoted to director. And again, you got to contact group marketing to advance up there. But guys, I'll tell you what, this is exciting news, and it's something as a team, as an organization, we really need to promote heavy and take advantage of, because you can take a professional that's already got a lot of contacts and really advance them rapidly through our compensation plan with this new incentive. So I'm really excited about that. But to get to tonight's special guest trainer, I'd like to go out to Ada, Oklahoma, to actually the leader of the More Success team, the executive vice president of prepaid legal, $500,000 income earner. But most importantly, he's my papa, and that's Mr. Ken Moore. Papa, are you there?
I'm right here, Jeremy. Thank you very much. It's a privilege always to talk to everyone on this call. You know, Jeremy, this next speaker, I've learned to be a very much a team player. He's right there ready to step up the bat when you need him to. At a moment's notice, he's always been a good team player, and that's something that you can appreciate. We used to have an old saying, we're looking for fat people, and that was simply F for faithful, A for available, and T for trainable. And this gentleman has certainly been all those in his career with prepaid. He's a $100,000 a year ring earner, and I've looked for him in the very near future to be a $250,000 ring earner. He's a group trainer. He's from Wichita, Kansas. He's actually one of our own special people on the team, my friend, your friend, and a great team player, Mr. Bob Pelcher. Bob, thank you so much for being on the call tonight.
Are you sure you're talking to me? Boy, thank you so much.
I know I should have said more good things, Bob, but we got a short call, just 30 minutes, so.
That's all right. That's all right. I'll try not to take all of it.
Oh, you take all of it.
I do appreciate
it. It's all yours.
Well, I definitely appreciate it, Mr. Moore. And you know, the reason we're team players is because we're on a great team. And, you know, whenever I need something, I can call you. I can call Randy. I've even talked to Jeremy about things, but it goes past that even. It's your team. You know, I've been able to call Mr. Jimmy Parrish before, and he's
That's
returned
right.
calls, and he's helped me, and he's answered questions, and he's actually helped me in a lot of ways in building my business in the group arena. And, you know, and that's really been a blessing to me because it's really been my niche in our business of prepaid legal, because when I first was introduced to prepaid legal almost 8 years ago, all I knew was it was a great product. I didn't even know about the group business side of it or anything like that. I wasn't even introduced to the compensation. But because of my background, which a lot of you know, some of you don't know, but I was a store manager at a large grocery chain in Kansas, which actually was one of the top chains across the country with Kroger's. And I was introduced to prepaid legal. And as I got involved with the company, it was about 8 to 9 months before I even went to a group school. And I can tell everybody on this call, some of you may be group certified, some of you may not yet, but I encourage, first and foremost, you need to get to your group school, even if you don't plan on doing group business, because in that two-day school, you know, you'll learn so much about the company, definitely the product. You've got to be passionate about this product, because when you're talking to an individual, or more importantly, when you're talking to a group of individuals, you know, a group of a company, they're going to believe in what you're telling them based on your passion. And I think Mr. Stonecipher has made it very clear many times. It is a true transference, you know, of belief. You've got to believe in it. You've got to share that with other people. So get to the group schools, and not just once, but continually go. Make it a yearly event to go to a group school somewhere to get more education, to fine-tune and, you know, sharpen your axe just a little bit more. I was very fortunate before she retired, I got to attend Catherine Waldron School in Ada, Oklahoma. And, you know, when I left there, I was so excited, so impressed with what I was going to do with this business. But as many people are, I was part-time. And it's difficult in part-time to do this business, but it's doable. And I was able to open my first group within about 2 months with a school. And it just continued to grow over the course of the years. And I can tell you, you know, one of the things, or a few of the things I want to cover this evening, you know, in our time, is to help those that are new in the business or those that might be struggling, you know, because we all will run into roadblocks. We'll run into, you know, stumbling blocks that might hinder us in our business, and we'll question, what am I doing wrong? And, you know, and that's going to happen sometimes. But, you know, Mr. Stonecipher, I always go back to, I hear these things over and over, and, you know, you know, you may make some mistakes, but if you keep doing it enough, you know, you could fail your way to the top. You know, you'll actually get yourself where you need to be if you don't stop. And so some of the things I want to talk about is, how do we get our contacts? How do we start calling on companies and groups, and where do we begin? The first thing they'll tell you, and this is so true, everybody wants to go to the big companies. You know, I mean, not Walmart, but, you know, companies of 300, 400, and even though we do have corporations and companies of that size in our group division as clients, you're most likely not going to see that happen in your business for, you know, for a long time. And Jeremy just spoke about how you can advance your business to manager and director with three groups and six groups starting out without having to recruit people if you're not into recruiting. And what you realize with that is you don't have to talk to groups of 300 to get those groups open, and you don't really want to. You know, some of the first places you used to start with, and we talk about this on an individual basis, it also pertains to your group business. Follow your dollar. Where do you go to the dentist? You know, what bank or credit union? If it's a small bank, you know, so a lot of people live in small communities. You may have a small independent bank you deal with, your doctor's office. I mean, what plumbing company, if you use a plumber in the local town, or electrician, you know, I mean, there's an electrician with 8 or 10 employees. These are people, if you're using them for business, you would ask them to take a look at your business as a benefit to their employees. So start with those people. Start with the list. You know, we make a list for individuals when we're recruiting. You need to make a list of groups and companies in your warm market when you get started, so you can start with those folks. And I'll tell you right now, when you go to group school, you will definitely be certified to do prepaid legal and group benefits. You may not be 100% qualified yet. And I know this from experience, because when you go out by yourself, You'll make mistakes. You won't know how to answer questions. You're talking to business owners. You're talking to office managers. You're talking to HR directors. And, you know, if you're not seasoned enough in this business, and you can't be when you first start, take a field trainer with you. Take a group trainer in your market with you. you know, set the appointments, ask them to go along with you, and let them do the presentation with an owner to get started, you know, if you've got the appointment set, so they can help you land those groups to get going. I got my first appointment and got to talk to somebody, but when I did my first enrollment, I definitely had somebody go with me because I wasn't ready. As nervous as you can get, you'll get. I mean, lumps are in your throat, your butterflies are in your stomach, you're excited, but yet at the same time, you know, you have to go in there as a professional, and, you know, they're going to read it on your face if you're nervous. And, again, they're not going to buy what you're selling if they don't buy you. And that starts with the HR directors, the CEOs, the owners, the office managers. So be sure and take some folks with you. Take people that are seasoned in this market and this business because they're out there and they're willing to help you. You know, because success in your business is success for everybody's business. And that's where we grow and build our business, by seeing more and more accounts. I mean, last I heard, it was around 40,000 group accounts now in the nation. And if we look around, there's most states, most large cities have more companies than that, just in that city. So we have a huge market. I mean, the annual report that came out last week, group marketing has had a steady increase for the last 3 years. What does that tell us? That just tells us that our benefit is being more and more offered and accepted by companies. So, you know, this is a great part of our business. It's a great part of our business because the retention, I feel, is a better retention. Because these companies, these employees are purchasing this service for the product, not to become an associate. They're purchasing it for the product, and that's what we want. We want people that see the product and use the product so they'll refer it to other folks. So, you know, that's the first way I get started when I start talking about how do I get my first group, where do I start with my first companies. I have done both walk-ins and cold calls on the phone. And the way we do that, or the way I personally do that, is, and it takes a little bit of legwork, but I like to be a face-to-face person. We talk about the B2B, the belly-to-belly business. I've walked into a lot of companies, and I've landed some great companies by walking in the front door and just asking who handles their employee benefits or who their HR director is. Not all companies have an HR director, so I will ask who handles their employee benefits. And they'll tell me the name a lot of times. A lot of times they won't. But a lot of times they'll tell me the name, say, do you have an appointment? I said, oh, no, not at all. I said, I just wanted to get a hold of their name so I could give them a call and try to set an appointment. And I've done that numerous times, and I've got appointments, and I've landed groups by doing that. And when I call back within 2 days and just say who my name is. And, yes, I stopped in 2 days ago, and I wanted to talk to Mr. Moore, and I know he was busy, so I just stopped in to get his name so I could call. And a lot of times they'll send you right to his voice message or send you to him or her, depends on who the person is. And what I have done many times is when they answer the phone, I'll just say, hi, my name is Bob Pilcher. I was in your business yesterday or the day before, and I know you were busy. You know, sometimes they'll tell you they're not in, and that's always fine. I said, you weren't in when I stopped by, and that's fine. I just want to see if I could set an appointment to come by and visit with you here in the next week or so, if that would be possible. I had some great information I wanted to share with you that might help your employees. And sometimes they'll say, what is it? Sometimes they'll just say, we're really not interested. You know, you've got to pique interest. And I actually did that with somebody just last week. And I said, you know, I understand you may not be interested, but, you know, if you could help your employees with some of their day-to-day life issues, from having a will prepared to traffic representation, you know, it didn't cost your company, would that be a benefit to you? And because of that, I actually got an appointment, and I met with the guy this morning, and we sat down for, I think it lasted like 40, 45 minutes, and he's very impressed with it. He's actually the owner of the company, and he has just over 100 employees. And so I'm supposed to get back with him next week. We're hoping to be able to do something by the third week of this month for an effective date of June 1st to see his employees, to talk to them, because he just couldn't believe for the price of our service that we could actually give his employees this type of service. And the one thing he actually told me today, I said, you know, sometimes we can keep your employees at work working for you instead of in court handling situations. And he said he actually had a guy today off work because he's in court. So, see, I mean, I said the right things that it actually hit home with him. So we'll have to see where that goes. But walking into companies, getting a business card, a lot of times they'll ask you if you have anything you could leave them. I personally don't want to leave any information because too many times they'll make too much of a judgment call off of a magazine or something. But I have done that in the past. And I will call back and just ask them, you know, I left a magazine with you, a benefits magazine. Wanted to get back in touch with you and see if I could set an appointment. So there's a lot of different ways to do that. I've probably opened up about 8 or 10 school districts by just cold calling, walking in, you know, and asking to talk to the superintendent or the HR person. So, and then I've called on the telephone doing the same thing. You know, I'm actually working with schools in your area. And if, folks, if you're brand new in this business, you don't have any schools, all you have to say is, you know, I work with a company that actually is working with a lot of schools throughout the state. And I think we have schools in every state, so that's not a white lie or anything. You know, I represent a company that works with a lot of schools. I think schools are probably our largest type of company we work with or entity we work with throughout the United States. So you're not saying anything wrong with that, even if it's your first group. You know, so you have every right to say that. And when they ask you, well, who are you with? And, you know, don't be afraid. Don't be ashamed. Immediately when I say, I want prepaid legal services and we offer a service for your employees for day-to-day issues, you know, and don't be afraid to say that. You know, and when they start to make a judgment call on the phone with you, just say, listen, I understand you're not real sure about, you know, this is something you want to look at, but could I stop by and drop off some information? Another way to get in the door to say, when you show up, say, hey, I talked to Mr. Moore yesterday, and he said, you know, I could stop by, and I was just stopping by. So they know you did talk to him. He'll know you talked to him if you come in the next day, and hopefully he'll come out and meet you. And that's when you have to be prepared to say, you know, as I told you yesterday, I was going to come by and drop off some information for you. There's a sheet out talks about the top 10 reasons adults, legal issues for adults. And that one sheet of paper with 10 bullet points on there comes from a special article. I always ask them, I said, I just wanted you to take a look at this, and has any of these things affected any of your employees in the past couple of years? Well, if anybody says no, they don't have any employees. It's pretty obvious. But everybody says, well, yeah, you know, I've got somebody dealing with child custody right now. Or, you know, there's things on that list that will hit half the employees without a doubt. So, you know, there's a lot of ways to go in and pique their interest to get the appointment. And I always go prepared when I set an appointment to actually get to sit down and talk to them, because you never know when somebody's going to say, well, come on in, I got a few minutes right now. And if you go in there unprepared, you've just lost that opportunity. So I always have a black presentation folder with the information I will use for an actual appointment, just in case they say, you know, well, come on in right now. And I've had that happen many times. So don't ever walk in just to get an appointment, assuming you won't get one right then, because it does happen. So, you have to be prepared at all times. You know, when somebody says this isn't the best time for us, you know, I really don't have time right now. I said, you know, I really appreciate that. When would be a better time to call you back? And when they tell you, and something I picked up, and this isn't something new, I'm sure, but I've been doing group business for a while, and I went to another group school, and Thomas Owens here in Kansas, and one of the things he does, it's real simple. You just take a manila folder, and on the outside, I staple it. It's called a group report or a group sheet, group contact sheet. And on it at the top, we have the name of the company, their phone numbers, their fax numbers, all the information at the top, the contact person, the owner, how many employees, how many locations, all this kind of stuff, their email. And then it's just got a lot of lines on it, and I just put a date out to the left. I stopped by on the 3rd of May, 2010, spoke briefly to so-and-so. They asked me to touch base in 4 to 5 months. You put it on your calendar, in 4 to 5 months, you touch base again with them. And I can tell you, I met with another HR today at a bank. And it's funny because I've been talking to them for 6 years, and they have a new HR director. Guess what? The door's getting open now. She's heard about our company. She's looked at it 10 years ago when she was a president of a chamber, a local chamber. And so then again, I used the Thomas Donahue situation story, telling her about that, which impressed her a little bit more. Rona Unsel, it's been a year or more ago, she always says, you know, don't expect certain groups to happen, but if you keep following up with them, you know, eventually some of them are going to fall into place. How do you remember to follow up with them? You have to start a system of contacts so you know when to follow up and who to follow up with and what time. So 3 to 4 months, you'll follow up with this company. Probably nothing will happen. It's a phone call. It's an email. But if you continually do that every time they allow you to do that, after a year, 2 years, 3 years, are you in this business for the long haul? Are you in this business just for this week or this month to see if you make any money? This business is about longevity. It's about a legacy for your family. Are you ready to build it? Are you ready to start that journey? Because the journey is a journey, and it's going to take you some time. But I can tell you from my experience, you know, I remember looking at my, you know, website, you know, on my back office, and I looked at my first two groups. Oh, that looked really great. You know, I had two groups. You know, oh, now I have over 70, 75 groups now. And now it gets pretty impressive because you have a lot of companies to follow back on. But ladies and gentlemen, I had no groups when I started, just like you may have no groups when you started. But you will build those if you start doing the system. This is a system. It's a process, but it will pay off in the long run. You know, you've got to create value with that business owner for their employees. You know, we always hear the WIIFM. What's in it for me? You know, you want to sell the product to make money. Yes, we want to help their employees. But what's in it for the business owner? What's in it for the company? So, again, we have to go back and make sure they understand. We want to help your employees, and we want them to know it's you making this available to them. And the way it's going to help them is also going to help you, just like the story I told earlier about the gentleman who's got an employee at court today. See, when you can show them that we can keep sometimes we can keep your employees at work doing their job for you, which keeps your production going, which helps you, you know, instead of them being off work, you know, whether you're using vacation or whatever they're using, they're not at work for you. So when you can show them that, but, you know, you've got to create some value when you talk to them. So, you know, and whenever I meet with an HR person, first thing I tell them is I thank them for the opportunity. I thank them for their time because I know their time is valuable. Everybody has things to do. Mr. Moore, I know you ran butcher shops. You know, you didn't always have time for somebody to come in and sell you something. I managed a grocery store. You know, I had people come in all the time trying to sell different things to us. And, you know, it was very difficult to take time when you were right in the middle of something to talk to them. So, you know, you got to be sure you appreciate their time and let them know you appreciate their time. Once you get that meeting with an HR person or whatever, and they agree to this, and I've heard Jimmy Parrish talk about this, there's a checklist on the back website under group marketing, especially marketing. You've got to follow that checklist. You've got to follow that because I've made the mistake in the past, and I very seldom make this now, but you show up and they're not expecting you or they forgot you were coming. So there's a lot of things you need to go through on that checklist once you get a group agreed to open a group for you. Of the times, you know, first and foremost, don't forget that even though you set it for next Thursday, a week from now, you know what? 10 days from now, a lot could happen in that company. So if you don't check with them 2 days before, you know, they may forget you're coming. And when you show up and they don't know you're coming, your presentation is not going to go very well because you've interfered with what they had planned, even though they originally scheduled you. So, you know, follow the checklist. Make sure you're touching base with them ahead of time before you get in to do the meetings. And do everything we can. The only time you're going to get 100% guaranteed captive audience is obviously when we do ADRS. But sometimes companies will give you a captive audience, you know, based if you, if the time is well for them, like if it's in a safety meeting. I actually did a presentation this morning to a group. They were just finishing their actual Monday morning meeting before they went out. And the gentleman, the head guy, the director told them, we have two more things to go over with, and then Bob Pilcher's here to talk to you for any of you that want to, you know, hang around. And I thought, oh, great, here we go. You know, so just when he was wrapping up his information, I kind of held my hand up, got his attention, and he said, yeah, Bob. And I said, well, if you're ready, I said, guys, I know you want to get out and get busy. They're delivery salespeople, and they're actually with a Schwann's company here in Kansas. They deliver ice cream, foods of all kinds, frozen foods, and door-to-door, house-to-house, you know. As I listened to their presentation, how they were approaching their customers, I kind of jokingly used that to hold their attention, and I held every one of them. And I've been there many times in the past, but one thing I asked them, when I got done, and I did like a 7-minute presentation overview with these guys, I asked how many of them needed a pack of information. There were 16 people there, and 12 of them took some information that I'm going to, you know, and I had like 4 or 5 interested today, so... You know, you've got to pique interest in a short time. You don't have time to go through detail by detail on certain groups. So be sure you understand your time limits. hit the bullet points, the most important things. Who cares about IRS audit when you have 5 minutes to talk to somebody? I've opened groups with 5 minutes. I've done re-enrollments with 3 minutes. And, you know, I know Linda Bowden and Mr. Moore, you guys have done lots of groups. And that's not the way we want to do it. But you take what you get. I'd rather have a three-minute presentation than a two-hour sitting in a room with nobody coming in. So, you know, you can say a lot in 3 minutes. We always talk about the elevator pitch. We talk about the if you were my attorney story. Those are things that you can always use. Before I get to a group or before I do a presentation, folks, if they tell you 10 o'clock in the morning, you need to be there at least 15 to 30 minutes early, depending on the setup. Make sure you know the setup. And most importantly, if you can get there early, visit with some of the employees, because when they see you there, they're like, okay, what's this guy here for? But if you can start talking to them, you loosen them up, you relax them a little bit, you learn about them, so you can actually utilize some of that information when you're actually talking to them. So some of the last things I try to do is I make sure when I close the group, when I get done with the presentation, is temporary kits. Folks, some of the most important things about the presentation is what you tell them, but what do they remember? What do they take with them when they leave your presentation and they've enrolled in our service? They remember they can call attorneys. They don't remember all the other things they can do. So if you don't send something home with them, guess what's going to happen? They're going to forget what they have, and if they forget what they have, they're going to quit paying for it because they're not going to keep it. Be sure you start using temporary kits. Give them a CD or a DVD. One of the funnest things I like to give them is a Justice for All DVD. That DVD is such credibility to this company with testimonies and stories that the attorney generals, everybody on it. You just made a presentation of the product. So sometimes you don't have to spend as much time doing that. Give them a Justice for All so they are empowered by how great this company is. I encourage you to start using that. And one of the last things I'll ask you to do is once you start opening groups, service them, service them, service them. You will see more return on that, not just for new account or new memberships, but the retention on the ones you already have. And that's where I started getting reference letters. I just started getting reference letters this year since January, and I've already got 10 from all types of companies, from electrical companies, schools, mental health associations, car dealerships, different types of reference letters from different types of companies, counties. These reference letters I'm using everywhere I go, one or two different letters depending on where I'm at and what part of the state I'm in. You will get more referrals off of that because I'm asking for referrals from those people that write letters, and I'm getting them. And remember, you're in this business by yourself, but you're really, I mean, for yourself, but you're not by yourself. Group marketing is an asset that you can't live without. Those people are amazing. They help you. They're there to help you, and group billing is just as vital. So I just hope that, you know, as I listen to these calls from Jimmy Parrish, Ron Ansel, Linda Bowden, everybody that's ever been a speaker on our calls, you always take hopefully something away, and I hope I helped you with something to help you build your business, continue to grow your business. If you ever want to give me a call, you can get a hold of Pokey to get my number. I'd be glad to visit with anybody about some of the things I've been doing, how it's helped me grow my business. But, you know, Mr. Moore, I want to turn the call back over to you. And again, I just appreciate the opportunity to be a part of your team because, you know, you've built a legacy and you're still building. And Randy and Jeremy are just, I mean, wow, talk about three generations. I can't wait.
Well, Bob, I'll tell you what, you did a fantastic job. You really put it out there. I guarantee you those guys are full of knowledge tonight. I hope they took some notes. You know, Bob, I've always said, and Linda's on the phone too, that we've always said this, you know, I see people go out there and they do presentation, they got to start, and they got to tell when Harlan had an accident in 1969, and they go through all that. Ladies and gentlemen, remember one thing, and I think you'll back me up, Bob. People really want to know two things. What does it cost and what will it do for me?
Exactly.
You get those two things across, you'll be successful, won't you, Bob?
Sir.
What will it cost and what's it going to do for me? They could care less about the history of prepaid. They just want to know what does it do for them. Well, Bob, you did a wonderful job. Jeremy, you have something to say? Randy, you got something to say?
I just want to thank Bob. He did a phenomenal job. I took a lot of notes myself, and thank you so very much for taking time out to be with us and share your knowledge on the call tonight, Bob.
And, Bob, I really guess people probably already know it, but the real reason you're successful is that beautiful wife of yours pushing you out the door, right?
Yeah, but she helps me. She goes to a lot of groups with me, so she's a help in a lot of ways. That's my workout partner when I'm doing enrollment. She's always there to help.
Well, my wife always helped me. She put a sign up above the door, said, "Honey, I love you. Don't come home. You sell tea," and that always helped me to sell. I'd like to come home. Bob, thank you. God bless you. Folks, the other call will be at 9 o'clock. It's right here on top of us. We'd be glad to have you. And for you that get on it, we appreciate it. For you that don't, God bless you and good night.
Bye, everyone.